Donald Trump is on a roll. The Republican presidential frontrunner scored another win last night, picking up 46% of the vote in Nevada in the GOP caucus there. Marco Rubio came in a distant second at 24%. Ted Cruz got 21%. With us this morning to talk about this and what's ahead is the WBUR political team, Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Good morning to Democrat Dan Payne.
Morning, Bob.
Let me ask, can Donald Trump be stopped, and how would you do it? Todd, you first.
Well, Trump's momentum now and the delegate math makes him the probable nominee if he continues to win with divided opposition. It could, in fact, be decided by a few winner-take-all primaries, Ohio and Florida, the same two states that have been crucial swing states in the general election, only if the opposition coalesces soon behind one candidate. In time to stop Trump from cleaning up in early March primaries, will Trump fall short of the 1,237 delegates needed for the nomination?
Well, with nearly a majority in a five-way caucus in Nevada, it's going to take nothing less than a political exorcism to get rid of Donald Trump. He's picking up strength among all segments of the party, which makes him very hard to derail because you can't say, well, he's only drawing from one segment or another. Now, if, as Todd says, if either Rubio or Cruz fade badly, it's possible that the one who's left could challenge Trump. In theory, Trump would lose in a one-on-one contest. But the clock is running out, and Super Tuesday, you know, next Tuesday, Trump is ahead in nearly every state.
Unintentionally or not, Donald Trump pointed out the challenge for his opponents last night in delivering part of his victory speech when he talked about winning across the board.
We won the evangelicals. We won with young. We won with old. We won with highly educated. We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
You know, Trump is ahead in Ohio, John Kasich's home state, apparently ahead in Florida, Marco Rubio's home state, way ahead in Florida, and appears to be closing in on Ted Cruz in Texas. Where do the other candidates go for a win?
That's a very good question. I don't see any states immediately where he's going to lose. I mean, he could lose Massachusetts, and he could lose, theoretically, Vermont, which are Super Tuesday states, but those are relatively small in the Super Tuesday panoply of states and delegates.
Yeah, he has to be stopped by Cruz in Texas. He has to be stopped in Florida by Marco Rubio and stopped in Ohio by John Kasich. That's a tall order. Even with those victories by non-Trumps, he still has the great advantage. And part of it is Trump supporters are not interested in or swayed by mundane things like facts and logic. You know, I've talked with Trump supporters, nice people, not bigoted, although I think plenty of them are, and there's no reasoning with them. You can cite polls, history, statements by the Donald himself, and if it doesn't fit in with their unwavering faith in their strongman, they don't care. And they say, I don't care to any criticism. It's the kind of blind loyalty Benito Mussolini would have envied.
On to the Democrats. Their next primary is Saturday in South Carolina. The feeling is Hillary Clinton is on a roll. If she wins South Carolina as expected Saturday, has the burn gone out of Bernie Sanders' campaign? What's his best hope, Dan Payne?
Yeah, he needs to have a great showing in Massachusetts and Vermont and Colorado and some of the states that are not in the Deep South. Because in the Deep South, Hillary Clinton is way ahead, thanks largely to African-American voters. And there are lots of states where the African-American vote is large, and it seems to be unifying behind Hillary Clinton.
I agree. Some Sanders supporters are losing enthusiasm, not for their candidate or for their cause, but about their prospects of winning. Sanders has the passionate support of young activists and voters, like Barack Obama had in 2008 against Hillary Clinton. But he doesn't have the kind of support from minority voters Obama had, and that's making a difference.
All right, a couple of quick questions on the Massachusetts primary, which is coming up on Tuesday, which is Super Tuesday. In a move to stop Donald Trump, the Boston Globe has urged independents to pull a GOP ballot and vote for John Kasich, who is polling in Massachusetts way behind Donald Trump. Kasich is counting on a good showing in Massachusetts, but is he a non-factor? Who wants to answer this?
Well, I mean, he's 37 points behind Trump in the last poll, so the Globe's editorial seems a little strange. In fact, some Sanders supporters believe the Globe is trying to encourage independents to go into the Republican primary so they don't go into the Democratic primary and vote for Sanders. And since the Globe does support Clinton, that theory seems plausible.
Well, what it's going to take for Kasich in Massachusetts is for Charlie Baker to get off his duff and stand with Kasich. I mean, they are the closest ideologically Baker could find. Baker presented himself in the last race as a moderate, if I may use a Republican profanity. And, you know, he's been able to work productively with both the Senate leader and the House leader, who are Democrats. Kasich is his kind of Republican, and he deserves Baker's support.
But Baker said yesterday that he was undecided who to vote for in the primary Tuesday, and the only person he mentioned who's still in the race was Donald Trump when he said it's unlikely to be Donald Trump. Isn't it unlikely now that he's going to make an 11th hour endorsement? And if he does, it'll be so late, will it have any impact?
Well, you know, if he cares about the federal government, and he should, because governors rely on the federal government a lot, he should play a role in the presidential campaign, not to mention the fact that he should play a role in his own party, which means he should try to guide his state toward the candidate who's the most reasonable or the most like him, and that's John Kasich. He previously backed Chris Christie, and a week later, Christie was gone. If he doesn't support Trump, or Rubio, or Cruz, he's got only one choice, John Kasich.
Well, Charlie Baker's comment yesterday sounds like a retreat from his early criticism of Trump. He just said now it's unlikely that he personally will vote for Trump in the Republican primary. In effect, that's like an endorsement of Trump, because if Baker won't speak out and oppose him by endorsing Marco Rubio or John Kasich, he knows Trump will roll to a big victory here. And Baker has waited so long. Even if he did endorse now, there's no time for him to rally his troops and out-organize Trump. So I don't think the governor will have any impact on the primary.
All right. We'll see by Tuesday. Republican Todd Dobke, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks to you.
You're welcome, Bob.